Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid, original air date September 9th, 1954, and the title is Ace of Hearts. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid. Now the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Ace of Hearts. For many years, John Dixon had been a great sheriff in Cottonwood County. In fact, one of the greatest in the Old West. Calm, deliberate, absolutely fearless, John Dixon never drew a gun unless he had to. But once he drew, his aim was deadly. When the passing of time forced Sheriff Dixon into retirement, not only the county, but the whole West paid him tribute with messages and gifts. Yet there were those who hated John Dixon. As our story opens, it's early evening, and two men are riding to the town of Cottonwood.
So today's the day of Dixon's retirement, Blaze.
Yeah, retirement in more ways than one.
It's kind of funny it happened just a year ago today.
Just about this time of day, too, even. My brother Sam and two of my cousins tried to knock off a Cottonwood bank. Dixon got them off.
Yeah, I heard about it.
He got three of my family. Tonight I'm getting three of his family. Himself and that married son of his and
his daughter Irene?
Yeah.
I thought at one time you were sweet on Irene.
Shut
up. Well, that didn't mean no harm.
She dies, along with her father and her brother. I sent them each a playing card. I got three more just like them in my pocket. They'll be wondering what them playing cards mean, even.
They'll find out.
Yeah, one at a time.
What card did you send to her?
The Ace of Hearts.
It'd be almost dark before we get there, Cisco.
It will, Pancho. We had to stop at the blacksmith after Diablo lost the shoe.
Had to find a blacksmith, too. We find a blacksmith fishing.
Well, we'll arrive at Senor Dixon's house in time to give him our presents and our congratulations, amigo.
Yes, it's good. Senor Dixon is a great sheriff.
Yeah, he was. Also, Senor Dixon is one of the finest men I ever met.
Senor Dixon thinks the same as Cisco. Cisco helped Senor Dixon bring in many bandidos.
You helped just as much as I did, Chico.
Yeah. Yeah, you're too right, Cisco. They go to Senor Dixon's, too, no?
Perhaps. I do not know. Buenas tardes, señores.
Buenas tardes, señores. One the hombre speak and one not speak, Cisco.
I doubt if those hombres are going to Senor Dixon's, Pancho.
Huh?
They look about as tough as any two I ever saw.
Oh, tough hombres.
But we do not need to think of them.
Uh-huh.
Let us get there, Pancho. Up, Diablo, come
on. Go, go, go now. Go, go.
Quite a day, Jordy.
Oh, it's been just wonderful, Dad. I knew you had a lot of friends, but I didn't imagine you had that many. I didn't know any one man could have that many.
Makes me feel mighty proud, humble.
Stacks of letters and telegrams, presents. You deserve every bit of it. Just think, now you can give all your time to your rose garden.
Yeah. Now I've turned the office over to my deputy. Seems as if I could have hung on for another year.
Well, you've earned the rest. Now enjoy it. Well, here's an envelope I haven't opened. Oh, I guess it's addressed to you. It isn't very legible.
Go ahead. Open it.
Well.
What is it?
The card. A playing card. The Deuce of Spades.
Let me see that, Irene.
Here. And, well, here's the same kind of envelope in the same handwriting addressed to me. is the Ace of Hearts.
Any name signed to it?
No.
Can't quite figure this out.
Ho, 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 ho.
Who's that out there? Somebody else coming to call, huh?
Oh, Dad, it's the Cisco Kid and Pancho. Hello, Cisco Pancho.
Howdy, boys. Come in.
Buenas tardes, señorita. Our congratulations to you, Señor Sheriff.
Congratulations.
This makes the day perfect, boys.
Doesn't it, though?
We bring presents. And big rose bush, too.
Pancho, let us not mention the presents just yet.
Pancho, have Cisco.
Be glad to see you, boys. Take your horses out back to the stable. Irene, rustle up some grub.
You bet I will.
But we have no wish to impose on you, Señor.
I impose nothing, Cisco. You two are spending the night with us. Go along, tend to your horses.
Si, Señor Sheriff.
Si, Señor Sheriff.
I'll get some supper started, Dad.
All right. Sure would like to know what those playing cards mean. My son Paul got one, too.
Howdy, Sheriff.
You're Blaze Keller, ain't you?
Yeah, that's right. Did you get that deuce of spades?
So you sent that, you coyote?
Yeah. Got me another one. Just like it. I'm leaving it on your body.
Put down that gun.
Let's go, Blaze.
Here's the other deuce of spades, Sheriff. Come on, Eben. Let's get out of here.
Oh, Dad! Dad! Let's go! Let's go!
Hey, señorita! Father, Maria! Pancho! Go for the doctor, quickly!
Yes, sí, quickly!
Then tell the new sheriff to come over here!
Yes, sí, move.
The deuce of spades. This is the work of a killer with a deadly sense of humor.
You didn't get the daughter, Blaze.
Yeah, ain't no hurry about her leaving. She'll be last. Right now, I'm going to get Dixon's son. Then I'll go back after Irene.
Don't forget that Cisco Kid's back at
the house. I ain't forgetting him. I owe that hombre a couple of slugs of lead to it. Wait a minute. Wait, here comes somebody. Get back behind these bushes, Eamon.
Get Cisco after us.
Doctor, trying to get him.
No, it's Cisco's partner. Come on, right past here. Get
him
down, please.
I don't care. He ain't nothing to me.
I'll get him.
Wait a minute. Let him get fast. Shoot him in the back.
Get it, doctor. Get it, Jerry. Doctor.
Jerry. Now he's been killed.
Come along with this blasted gun, Miss Mark.
All right, let him go. We'll get him later, along with Cisco. Come on. Let's get to the sun, pal.
Right next door, please.
Yeah. There's light on in the house. Paul's gone.
He's sitting there reading.
Yeah, he ain't reading. He's looking at that jack of clubs I sent him.
His wife's in there, too. Well, windows up, please. Let him have it.
Now, wait, Eben. I'm trying to think ahead. As soon as I gun him down, what is his wife going to do?
Now, what do I know?
She'll start for the sheriff's half, won't she?
Most likely.
And to her, the sheriff means her father-in-law, Dixon. Now listen, I'll get Paul, then me and you'll hustle back, and we'll wait on the path to the Dixon house. When she comes along, we'll grab her, she'll yell, and Cisco and the rest of them will come pouring out of the house right in the light.
Good idea, Blaze.
With both my guns working fast, I can get them all. Let's get up near that one.
You
ain't gonna have no time to worry.
Hey, you!
That's two of them. Here's my calling card, lady. Now, come on, Eben. Let's get back.
What do you think, Cisco? The old man pulled through?
I do not know, Senor Deputy. Your pardon, Senor. I keep forgetting you are not the sheriff.
That's all right. In my own mind, I'm still deputy to John Dixon, and I'm proud to feel that way.
You are generous, Senor Sheriff. To answer your question, the doctor and the senorita are now with Senor Dixon.
Doctor say, touch and go, Cisco. What that mean? What that mean?
It means the senor has about an even chance to get well.
I'm betting on the old man, Cisco. These ain't the first bullets he's stopped.
I hope you are right. On the other hand, he is no longer young. Pancho, when you went for the doctor and the sheriff, did you see or hear anything?
Pancho, I see nothing, Cisco. Pancho, hear nothing.
Them hombres have probably got out of town. They wouldn't be likely to hang around.
Except for one thing, I would agree with you, Sheriff.
What's that?
These two cards, each a deuce of spades.
Yeah, but what do they mean?
The senorita told me her father got one in the mail. Then after the shooting, another one just like it was tossed onto his body. As to the meaning, I do not know.
Maybe a gambler will shoot the thing at his cook.
Oh, it is possible, but perhaps other people in this town also got a playing card in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is so, then the killer cannot be far away. Santos.
What, Francisco? What?
There's another envelope.
Really?
Like the one addressed to Senor Dixon.
Hmm?
And this one is addressed in the same handwriting to the senorita.
Let me see that, Cisco.
I'm fine to see it, too.
The senorita did not mention this to me. I'm going to take the liberty of looking in this envelope.
Sure thing. Go ahead.
Another playing card, Cisco.
See, the ace of hearts. Senor Sheriff, you would better get a couple of your deputies on guard around this house at once.
Yes, maybe I had. This don't look so good, Cisco.
It looks anything but good.
But the killer's not shooting, senorita.
Pancho, there are killers in this country who would shoot down women without even a second thought.
Yeah, that's right. But by thunder, if any of those coyotes go after
Irene... All we have to go by is what happened to Senor Dixon after he got that card. Now, waste no time, Sheriff. Get two of your deputies over here at once. Pancho, you stay in the house on guard.
Where'd Disco go?
I'm going outside this house to have a look around. I think I will stay outside until the deputies get here. Come on, Sheriff.
I'm with you, Cisco.
Pancho, what you do, no?
Come this way, Sheriff. The lights in the house, Sheriff. Pancho, get out of it. You do not want to be targeted.
Let the girl go. Even come on. Hope up with him. Go.
Sheriff, get out of the light, quickly.
Hey, Cisco, the sheriff. He go down.
Right in the path of that light. Stay in the shadows, Pancho. I will get him out of there.
No, Cisco. You right in the light, too.
Cannot be helped. The sheriff's still alive.
Then Pancho shoot at the bandidos.
No, you may hit the woman, Chico. Do not shoot.
Pancho,
this
sheriff is heavy.
I'll
even stand
aside.
I'll get Cisco over there.
Look out, Cisco. Look out. Cisco. You laugh, bandido, you kill Cisco, you laugh, and Pancho shoot, and Pancho know where he shoot, but Pancho shoot.
It looks as if one of the killer's bullets had found its mark. In just a moment, we return to the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, The Ace of Hearts. Cisco and Pancho have come to the home of retiring Sheriff John Dixon to pay their respects. Others have come too, but not so openly. Bent on revenge, Blaze Keller and his henchmen mailed one playing card each to Dixon, to his son Paul, and to his daughter Irene. As they shot down Dixon and Paul, they left a similar card near the bodies. Outside Dixon's home, the new sheriff and Cisco went down under a hail of bullets. Now...
Cisco, why'd you not stay at the light? You dead? Tell Pancho, you dead? Bandidos go away. Don't come back here, you bandido. Pancho kills you with his bare teeth. Cisco.
Easy, Pancho. Stay in the shadows.
Bandidos go, Cisco. Pancho, look at you. The bullet go high, almost miss you.
Yeah, amigo. Barely touched me in passing. That was enough to knock me out.
Pancho gets Cisco at the light. Bandidos might come back, no?
Yeah. My strength is coming back, Pancho. I'm all right. But the sheriff.
Pancho, see. Pancho, sorry, Cisco. The sheriff dead.
Those bandidos, those killers. Which way did they go, amigo?
Pancho, not know. Up there behind the trees.
Come on. This business has gone too far. We are going to put a stop to it, Pancho.
Hey, watch this.
Senorita. The senorita who called out, Pancho.
Might be a dead killer, too.
I will see. No, she's alive, Pancho. Mm-hmm. She's fainted. Carry her in the house.
And what you do, Cisco?
I have an idea those killers are not far away. If that is so, I am going to find them, dark or no dark.
You didn't get Cisco then, Blaze? I just heard him talking back there near the house.
That blasted hombre bears a charmed life, but I'll get him. Don't think I won't.
Going back now?
No, not just yet. Brush up on this hillside pretty thick. He can't find us if he comes after us. As I figure he will.
Huh?
We'll let him come after us and you draw him away from the house even. I still got to go back there and leave another ace of hearts. Listen. That's him. That's Cisco's talking to us.
I'll open up.
No, hold your fire, you fool, till he gets close. There he is. You old buzzard. You shouldn't have done that, even. That was something he threw to draw our fire and find out where we was at. Now, come on. Come on back further.
So, you are up on this hillside, partidos. I'm glad to know that.
Come on and get us, Cisco.
I'm going to go just that, hombre.
I don't like the idea of facing him, Blaze.
If you turn yellow on me, I'll just see you don't. Now keep going and back up the hill. I'm going to cut around to the house.
I'm coming after you, hombre. You better get ready for a fight, because that is just what you are going to get.
Talk back to him, Eamon.
Come on, Cisco. I'm waiting for you.
That's it. Now keep on drawing him back. I'll join you again after I leave this second ace of hearts.
Cisco! Cisco!
This is going to be far away.
Cisco!
Quieto, Pancho.
I thought I told you to stay at the house. I'm going to stay at the house. When Cisco out here, Pancho...
Quieto, get down.
Pancho, get down. Bandito's not far away.
Within 100 feet, Pancho. Since you had to come back out here, stay behind me.
Yes, Pancho, stay behind you.
I'm waiting for you to come and get me, Cisco.
That isn't the same voice that spoke first, Pancho.
No?
What can that other hombre be?
Pancho, not know.
He may be letting the other one do the talking while he stalks us, or while he...
What?
While he goes back to the house.
Oh.
There is no doubt in my mind, Pancho, that he intends to kill Senorita Irene, too. That is why I wanted you to stay at the house. Well, two can play at that game.
Two can.
First, I want to get this hombre. Talk to him, Pancho, and keep talking.
What do you do?
I told you, I'm going after him.
Pancho, talk. Do not fire no more at Pancho, Bandido.
Just you start coming this way, you'll find out what shooting will do.
Pancho, start coming that way any minute now.
I'm waiting on you. You insist on both. Come on, what are you holding back for?
No one's holding back, all right. Are you playing thunder? No one am I holding back. Any upstate? Pancho!
Cisco! Are you all right?
Hey, Pancho. Tie this coyote, then follow me. I must get back to the house in a hurry.
Are you feeling better now, Ruth?
Oh, yes, I'm all right. Oh, it was terrible, Irene. They fired right in through the window.
I sent the doctor over to your house. Paul may just be wounded.
I better get back over there and find out.
Oh, no, dear. You better stay right here for the time being. Cisco sent word for both of us to stay in the house.
But, Paul...
The doctor will attend to him. Oh, now, sit down, Ruth. Just for a few minutes, anyway.
How's that, Dick?
The doctor thinks he may pull through. It's a little early to be sure, he said.
Oh, terrible night. I've got to go home, Irene. I've got to know about Paul.
Oh, no. Here, take this lantern, dear. I'd go with you, but I need to be near Dad. I'll be over as soon as I can.
Just as soon as I can.
Oh, how could all this happen? How could it?
Easy, man. Oh, you drunk. Slam the door in my face, would you? That ain't polite, man. You know that ain't polite.
Blaze Keller, you...
I ain't got much time to talk. So I'm gonna say my say right to the point. Did you get that ace of hearts?
Yes, I did. So you're the killer.
Eye for an eye, Miss Irene. Your pa got three of my family, and I'm getting three of his.
They were robbing the bank. They fired on him first.
Sure, but I don't go by no such distinctions. You sure are a pretty girl, Miss Irene. I hate to kill you, but I'm going to have to.
Wait. You used to like me, Blaze.
I used to like you, yeah.
You'd stop and think about this. You're just in a killing mood now.
That is right.
Just take a minute or two to think.
Ain't no use stalling for time. Here's the second ace of hearts, Miss Irene.
No. Cisco!
You're not hurt, hombre. My bullet only knocked the gun out of your hand.
You bothered, Cisco!
You may want to leave the room, senorita. What is about to happen will not be pleasant.
I know exactly what you mean, Cisco. That killer.
If you think I'm through, Cisco...
You're crazy! You are not through yet, hombre. But if I have anything to say about it, you very soon will be.
Pancho,
stand back, do not get
behind me to
die, Cisco.
Wait up,
Pancho. Stand back, do not get my brain. It is on
the
shoulder,
Cisco.
Pancho,
bite him.
No, no.
I
don't mean to get out of my way, Pancho.
No, Cisco, he picked up the chair.
I'll kill you, fool. Your aim was as poor with that chair as it was with your bullet. I've had enough of this fighting. I'm going to end it right now.
He couldn't sleep, Cisco.
Hey,
And when he wakes up, he will be on his way to jail, bound hand and foot.
Pancho bound him, Cisco. Pancho put Ace of Hearts back in his pocket, no?
It's a good idea, Chico. Here, put this whole pack of cards in his pocket.
See? Pancho put the whole pack in while he waits in the jail to get hung. He had plenty of time to play solitaire, no?
You say your father is going back to be the sheriff, senorita?
Yes. My brother Paul's going to be deputy, just as soon as they both fully recover.
Are you in favor of that?
Well, yes, I suppose so, for Dad's sake. He just hated having to retire, Cisco.
Well, I suspected that much.
He didn't complain, but I could tell. Now that the county commissioners have asked him to take the office for another year at least, he's a different man.
Well, I'm happy to hear it, senorita. There never was a sheriff like Sheriff John Dixon. Would it be possible for me to see him?
Of course, Cisco. He's sitting up in his room.
Glass. My congratulations to you, Senor Dixon.
Thanks, Cisco. Hate to have to happen on account of the death of Deputy Sheriff Ames, but...
That could not be helped, Senor, sad to say.
Those things happen. I'm thinking of having two deputies, Cisco, so you're of a mind to be one of them.
Oh, gracias, Senor Sheriff, but no. Pancho and I have many places to visit and many people to see.
Will you come back and see us, Cisco?
Of that you may be sure, Senorita. So, until we see you again, hasta la vista, and good luck.
Cisco!
Here, Pancho.
Senor Sheriff not got time to work in his rose garden now, Cisco.
He will find time to work there, amigo.
Huh?
But speaking of a rose garden reminds me of the soil. And the soil in turn reminds me of your cousin-in-law, Porfirio.
Oh, that Porfirio.
Yes.
All he wants to do is sit in the sun.
Well, tell me, how is he doing with that new farm of his?
He not do nothing, Cisco.
Oh, there is wonderful soil on that farm.
Yeah, wonderful soil.
Any sort of vegetable will grow there.
Any sort.
There's a great demand for fresh vegetables from all the people coming west.
Yeah, great demand, Cisco.
Porfirio should make a lot of money.
Oh, a lot of money.
Then what is the matter?
Porfirio say the matter is with his wife.
With his wife?
Yes.
Well, how can that be, Chico?
Pancho tell you, Cisco. Porfirio say he likes to grow vegetables. Make a lot of money, but...
But what?
But his wife too lazy to do the plowing and the planting.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.